8:16, Galesburg's Morning News. Well, unfortunately, there is a downtown iconic business that is no longer open. Last day the business was open was Saturday through Saturday night. Cherry Street Restaurant and Bar closed down, and joining us here this morning, talk more about it and what led up to it, is the owner, Michelle Kim. Michelle, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
I know it's not obviously not an easy time for you, so thank you so much for coming in to talk to us.
No, really, absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Well, you know, obviously right off the top, you know, this whole crazy year of 2020, this whole pandemic, I mean, that's kind of the beginning of the end of things for a lot of businesses. And it seems like that's really the case for you as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that was the turning point for sure. So we just got to a point where I knew no matter what happened in the future, near future, far future, there was no recovering from this.
You know, and restaurant/bar is an expensive proposition anyway. And then when you're down, you know, to one, I mean, completely closed for a short time, no income, and then you back open, you know, with limited dining or just carry out for a while. And I know we were just talking off the air, you had a point where you had to be closed for a weekend. And that's the crazy thing. And you want to protect your employees and your patrons. So, you know, you had somebody who had been in contact with somebody who tested positive. So you shut down for a few days. And so you just miss out on so much when you can't afford to miss out on anything.
No, absolutely not. As we were just talking, Cherry Street is a huge property. It is old, it's inefficient, and which equals expensive. Even when we were doing great a year ago, we were busy with dining in. We were busy with off-site caterings, on-site events, and busy bar. It was still hard to make ends meet. So once March came this year and all of the events that came with it, it made things incredibly difficult.
Well, talk about some of the steps you took, because obviously you and a lot of businesses had to do different things, whether it was cutting staff or, you know, I know you made your menu a little bit smaller. You had to bump the prices up a little bit, which doesn't make it easy either. But kind of talk about the whole process, kind of leading up, everything you tried to do to kind of make a go of it.
Well, as soon as the announcements were made about the shutdown, we immediately went to carry out and delivery only. We've never done delivery, and we've never done a high volume of carry out. So those were both very, we had to make some quick adaptations. And with that, we had no bar business, obviously, because that was closed, and just had to be creative in our marketing and what we were doing to kind of keep things going. And then when things did turn in at the end of June and we were able to open for dine-in, there were incredible restrictions in place with limited capacities and sanitization and masks. And so I was diligent about following everything. And that was with my staff, with guests, and I know that wasn't always popular, but it was important to me to keep everybody safe. And as you mentioned, along the way, we did reduce the menu so we could reduce inventory. And it just didn't make sense to keep a full menu and have things like steaks on the menu when we hand cut them. And if people don't order, we are wasting hundreds of dollars. So they're not easy decisions. They're not decisions that people always understand, especially when it comes to raising prices. But over the past 7 months, prices for us have continuously gone up, and we can't adjust to that on a daily basis when we have to make those payments. So there are a lot of things that people on the other side of it don't see, don't understand. But every decision that was made, there was a lot of thought put into that.
Well, and you mentioned we're talking with Michelle Kim, owner of Cherry Street Restaurant and Bar. They closed down as of Saturday night. You mentioned when you were able to open back up, limited capacity, all the restrictions. There were also, even with that, yeah, a lot of people did want to go out and dine, but there were a lot of people that didn't. So you were still restricted as to the number of people that were even going to go out.
Absolutely. We knew that when the doors opened, we would either see lots of people who were really excited to get back out, or it would be slow. And it was far slower than anyone expected. There are people who still are not comfortable coming out, which is fine. And in the 3.5 months that bars and restaurants were shut down, people developed new habits. They're cooking at home. They're spending time with friends, you know, in backyards and in houses and being distanced that way. And they found out you can drink for cheaper at home and more safely. So people's habits changed, and that's definitely been felt.
I think some of them forgot how much fun it was to be out and about with all the people, though, too. I mean, like you said, it kind of changed our habits, but you just kind of forgot what life was like before the pandemic.
Absolutely. And so we do have people that come out occasionally or for shorter periods of time just because they miss that experience. And we were happy to be a part of that for them.
Michelle Kim, owner of Cherry Street Restaurant and Bar, had to shut it down. Saturday night was the final night. Talk about, you know, in the when you started thinking about having this, like, you know, this, I may have to do this. Like, how far out was that? And when did you actually finally make the decision? Because I'm sure it's probably been on your mind, you know, probably early on, just seeing what the income level was during this thing and what you needed to operate.
Absolutely. I think to answer your question, yes and no. As slowly as or quickly as the bills started to pile up over the past 7 months and seeing that there was no income, there was no revenue, no money there to pay certain things, it was a constant worry. It was a constant stress. The thought of closing had not crossed my mind at all. It was always, what can I do to make this work? And there, so months and months of what can I do to make it work eventually came down to, honestly, last week, where I looked at everything and said, I can't make it work. There is no making it work. If somebody handed me tens of thousands of dollars and wiped the slate clean, it would start tomorrow. And so talked with a couple of attorneys and just honestly, again, it was a very thoughtful decision, but it was pretty quick. I made the decision on Wednesday, and on Thursday morning, I had a staff meeting with my employees and let them know what was going on.
Well, and as hard as it was for you personally, and I know it has to be really tough because you've invested your life in it, having to tell your employees, that could not be fun.
It was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And it still is, just to think about it. I see their faces. I hear their reactions. And I owned Cherry Street for just short of 4 years, but those people became my family. I cared about them. Every decision I made had them at the forefront of my mind. So every bill that was paid or not paid along the way, every menu change, I gave a lot of thought about how it was affecting them or how it would affect them.
Michelle Kim, owner of Cherry Street Restaurant Bar, unfortunately had to close down. We were kind of talking about this over the last late last week, especially that one of the things people don't think about when you are closing down, especially, is like, okay, you're having this big last blowout on Saturday, but I mean, you've got inventory, you don't want to order new, so you just kind of, okay, here's what we've got. Is that kind of the way it was? Here's what we've got. Let's see what we can basically sell and, you know, help maybe pay some bills before we shut it down. Was that kind of what it was heading
into?
That
was it. We were sitting on, I can't say an abundance of inventory, but we did have several menu items and lots of alcohol. And to be able to just have one last celebration, obviously, where people could come in and spend some time at Cherry Street, see the employees, have the employees see their favorite guests. That was great. But to also clear out the inventory, we had a lot of perishables. I hated to see that go to waste. So it was just one last day for a lot of loose ends to be tied up, I think.
I'm guessing a lot of mixed emotions throughout the entire day of Saturday, too.
Yes. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for me were the hardest. Yeah. And so by Saturday, we were incredibly short-staffed. And to be running carryouts, dine-in, and a bar, some of us worked 17, 18 hours a day that day to make everything work. So it was exhausting. Unfortunately, I didn't have enough time or as much time as I'd hoped to talk to all of our guests. But so it was kind of like, once we opened, we were all just going. And I don't think there was a lot of time for emotion. But we definitely had those moments where some of our regular guests came in and had a moment themselves.
Well, I know we were talking off there. You said you got to the point where you couldn't even answer the phone because you were so busy.
Right before 7 o'clock, I think it was, I had to stop answering the phone because our kitchen and our staff couldn't handle the volume of carryouts with the dine-in and the bar.
Michelle Kim, owner of Cherry Street Restaurant and Bar, unfortunately had to close it down as of Saturday night. Well, let's talk about the future. Anything you know as far as the building, what could happen with that, or any plans with the owners, or what might go on?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think it's still early at this point. I don't believe that decisions have been made. So I can't speak on their behalf. I hope it's not the end of Cherry Street, but it is such a struggle to make Cherry Street Cherry Street that we'll see. We'll see, especially if things don't turn around just in general with restaurants, bars, and what's going on with current events.
Well, just as you mentioned, one of the things as far as daily operating expenses that people don't think about the fact, one, it's a really old building. It's a very big, wide open old building, not energy efficient at all. Even with updates and changes that have been made, it's still, I can't imagine, trying to heat the place or cool the place and, your power bill and all that. That's just got to be nuts.
It's pretty stunning if people find out what it is. And it's pretty stunning to most people, yes.
Yeah. And then when you look what's happened during this pandemic and lack of business, it's I'm sure it's not been a fun time for you and very stressful.
This is probably the most stressed I've ever been in my life, but it's...
Do you feel, after Saturday night or after you made the announcement, was there kind of a sense of relief at all for you?
If I'm being honest, yes. With all the other emotions, there was a relief that as the stack of bills just got larger every day, I will not have to worry about that in the future. I'll not have to worry about if bars and restaurants get shut down again or if I had an employee test positive. Those are the things that it was the constant what ifs, and every day that could change.
Yep.
So knowing that moving forward, I don't have to constantly worry about that is a relief.
What have you had time to even think about the future for you at this point? I mean, big stress reliever right there, as you mentioned, but I know still some loose ends to tie up. And what about the future for Michelle Kim?
I honestly don't know. I see this as an opportunity to kind of figure some things out and see what I want to do. Galesburg is my hometown, so that is something that will remain. For the last almost 4 years, I ran all the social media and marketing and promotions for Cherry Street. That's something that I really enjoy. It's something I've done before in previous positions. So that would be my initial thought, is that I would pursue something in that area. I possibly even thought about some type of independent contracting. I don't know. So I am open to listening to ideas and exploring options.
Yeah, I guess looking at the positive side, just an opportunity for new opportunities.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Yeah. And like I said, I'm open to discussing things because I don't have anything very, very set in mind. So it's kind of an exciting time at the same time with everything else.
Yep, absolutely. Michelle Kim, Cherry Street Restaurant and Bar, unfortunately had to close it down. Michelle, I really do appreciate you. I know this is a tough time for you, and that's probably your favorite topic to talk about, but thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us, and all the best luck in the future.
Oh, not a problem at all. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.